Is it possible that an entire town could disappear off the face of the planet?
Doveland, Wisconsin was an alleged American municipality that seemingly vanished without any warning in the late 1980s.
Every man, woman, and child is claimed to have simply vanished into thin air.
Kind of like my father when he went to get milk.
What happened to Doveland, Wisconsin? Where did it go? Did it ever really exist in the first place? This episode is a must-listen for anyone interested in strange stories of the unknown. We will outline the obscure origins of the Doveland, Wisconsin mystery, dive deep into the many possible theories for its alleged disappearance, and ultimately discover the shocking truth.
I'm your co-host, Izzo, joined here by Magnum.
And this is the Swerve Podcast. Welcome back, everyone. How's everyone doing? I hope everyone's having a great time and you're ready for a great episode today. We have quite the interesting episode today. This is going to be a crazy one, but for all of you first-time listeners who are wondering what you stumbled across, we are the Swerve Podcast, and we are two random dudes on a mission to understand everything in the universe, one obscure topic at a time. So our premise here is actually very simple. Every week we pick a topic, usually listener requested, then we research it and discuss it on the fly during the podcast. So Izzo, we also do have a tradition on this podcast. Shall we enlighten the listeners before we hop into the episode today?
Yeah, the tradition is that we like to drink while we record these episodes, and we invite you to drink along with us during this episode and during the experience of having your mind blown or learning something. And I'm kind of sticking to kind of a theme this month where I'm drinking a green beer and not just one, but two green beers. Oh. And one of them is a Guinness, so it doesn't look green, but yeah. Cheers to everyone. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Green beer on deck.
Yeah. Interesting.
What about you? What do you have?
Well, I have a couple things going on today. I want to just say for the listeners who can't see what's going on here, Izzo has two different shades of green beer. One is dark, one is light, and he's double fisting. And here we go. What is Dublin like an Irish town or something? Is that the theme or what?
No, but if you say it with an Irish accent, it sounds like Dublin.
Oh, okay. Okay, fair. So I'm doing a fucking pomegranate Cosmo today.
Okay.
It's actually fantastic. I threw that together before the episode. It's yeah, it's delightful. But I thought before we get into the basics today, let's bring back a secondary tradition. Listeners, I am going to shoot a little bit of Pink Whitney before we hop into the basics today. And if you would like to join along, make sure you've got your drinks, make sure you've got your shots, and let's have some fun with this episode.
Unwind, listen, and learn.
All right, let's go into the basics, Izzo. Doveland, Wisconsin. Before we talk the information about this episode, I want to mention that this was the winner of our January 2024 topic voting block. So actually, it was surprising. I didn't think that this one was going to win, but it seemed this, I think 50% of the vote went to this one out of the five topics that were available.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised by that as well.
Yeah. Just a reminder that for new listeners or anyone who would like to contribute to the conversation of what we include on these episodes, you can sign up for free on Patreon and you can vote in the next voting block and kind of help guide what topics we cover. Just want to mention that off the hat. Secondly, this topic was actually recommended by Spurgalicious Asshat, our loyal member of Patreon and in our one of our producer tiers. So shout out to you for this recommendation. And let's get in to what the fuck we're talking about today. Doveland. This is an alleged small rural town that was claimed to have existed in Wisconsin, and it allegedly disappeared in the late 1980s or the early 1990s. There are many theories as to what may have happened with Doveland, but really no one is sure why it seemingly vanished, if it was real, and we'll get into these theories. There's a fucking plethora of the craziest shit that I could possibly find and scrape from the internet. There's no maps of this place. It's been alleged to have been removed from maps in some kind of cover-up. And overall, the lore of this topic, it just appears that this entire town has simply been deleted from history. So kind of reminiscent of our Tartaria topic that we did on Patreon, hey?
Yeah, very, very similar.
Yeah, very.
Smaller scale, though.
Yeah, yeah, but just like, yeah, mystery-wise and like cover-up-wise, it very much reminds me.
Is one of the theories a mud flood that just covered Doveland?
No, no, there's no mud flood in this one. That'd be so fucking fantastic. I would laugh my ass off. But what's crazy, so there's actually some crazy things that we'll go through the evidence more when we get out of the basics, but there's allegedly memorabilia that exists that's associated with Doveland, Wisconsin. So this kind of grounds it in reality to an extent. Like there's t-shirts, mugs, and postcards that are alleged to exist and that have been reported. So this kind of suggests that maybe this place actually did exist. People have reported screenshots recently of advertisements being shown to them that outline different memorabilia affiliated with Doveland, like t-shirts. What's interesting to me, there actually is some locals in Wisconsin that claim to remember Doveland.
Local cheeseheads?
What's that?
Local cheeseheads that remember Doveland?
What do you mean cheeseheads? What's that?
That's what Wisconsiners are called.
Cheeseheads.
Cheeseheads.
What's the origin of that?
I don't know, but they wear like blocks of cheese on their head, like foam cheese.
What the fuck is going on in
Wisconsin?
Yeah,
if you ever look at like a Green Bay Packers game,
they all wear cheese? Like,
yeah, some do. The real big fans do.
You know, I want to shit on it, but at the same time, it's like, I respect it, you know? It's kind of like in Saskatchewan when they, like the CFL, they all wear like watermelons on their head. You seen that?
Yeah. The Rough Riders.
Yeah. They're rough. Yeah. They wear watermelons. It's kind of fun. You got to spice life up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
It's fun.
That would be a good game though. If the CFL NFL did a crossover. Packers versus Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Yeah. A lot of cheese, watermelon. That's weird. Yeah. That's a weird combination. I don't like that. That disgusts me. Anyways, so here's something interesting. I was looking into some statistics in Wisconsin, and it looks like there's over 1,000 missing persons cases in Wisconsin, according to 2015 data. So I don't know, does that kind of beg the question, like maybe these things are related?
Do you know like the average of like each state, how many missing persons they have?
Every year it's ridiculous. It's like 600,000.
Shit.
In the States.
Wow.
Yeah. But there's still a bunch in Wisconsin. So I don't know. I'm just trying to, I'm throwing out some mystery here. Who knows what's going on here? People are going missing. Is this an urban legend that developed in the minds of people via the internet? Or is there something more to this? I think we'll figure this out as we move through this talk. Why are you drinking it like that?
Like what?
I don't know. It was like you're pondering my question like deeply, and then you drank from your fucking green beer.
My goblet of green beer.
Yeah. Anyways, let's talk about the evidence first, and then we're going to go through many different theories that are awesome. It's fucking great. But first, the evidence. What I found first, I would like to just use some quotes from the internet that I found. They're from various different sources, but these quotes are people claiming to have knowledge of Doveland's existence. And let's start with one. This is from a guy named Jamie Ivanov. This is what he had to say about Doveland. Quote,
I just learned of all the noise surrounding Doveland, and I think I can add some insight. Doveland was a small town in Wisconsin that housed a lot of military families. My father lived there for a year or two and spoke of it occasionally. The main thing I remember is that it had to do with the Project Sanguine. In early 60s, I don't think it was X-Files type stuff, but the town was destroyed after an incident. I thought they were digging up a ton of land for something and they flooded the town or something, but this is a rehashed secondhand memory from years ago.
End quote. So here's Jamie Ivanov, the Irish man from Russia.
Yeah.
Giving
pretty crazy.
His...
Must be a spy or something.
Yeah, he's fucking narc. I do want to mention, because he's talking about this flood, this might not be so crazy, because when I was researching Wisconsin, there actually was a small town, a different small town that actually existed, called Werner, Wisconsin, and it was taken out by a damming incident involving the Wisconsin River Power Company.
Yeah, I did see this as well.
So there is instances of entire small towns being wiped out by floods.
So apparently there's like a lot of people like getting it confused with Dublin. They're like, oh, it might have happened in Dublin as well. But I think with this Werner, Wisconsin, it happened in like 1908 or like the late 1800s. It did flood the entire town. It was a small town. But then there's still like newspaper clippings from it, or the story is still there. Like, it's a known fact. You can find it in maps and stuff like that. So
it's more concrete for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here we go. Maybe it was a mud flood. I don't know. This is another quote that I found in regards to Dublin. Quote.
Freaky bit is how many people in my family from Wisconsin say they remember Dublin.
End quote. So this person's claiming that their family knows a lot of people from Dublin, Wisconsin. What's going on here? I don't know. I got another quote. I like this quote. This is a quote that I found on Reddit in a discussion thread about Dublin. It says the following, quote,
okay, my dad is a big Wisconsinite, and he has been almost everywhere in the state due to either athletics or just traveling. We no longer live in Wisconsin, but after hearing about Dublin, I immediately asked my dad, hey, where is it at? My dad responded with, oh, I've driven through there on the way to Appleton. He didn't mention where he was coming from, but I went, well, it doesn't exist, and his response was complete denial, and he sweared that he had been there before. In my mind, it made the theory much more interesting when my dad was so for it.
End quote. So more people claiming that people in their life actually were driving through Dublin and that this is a real place. I have another quote. This one is from 4chan. This is a quote I could find, again, in a discussion about Dublin in that place. It said the following, quote,
oh, you live in Wisconsin. Oh, you live in Wisconsin? Just ask around. Most people born before the 90s will remember the city of Dublin. Some even have shirts, mugs that reference it.
End quote. So it seems that there's a lot of people on the internet saying that something's going on with Dublin. So this is one piece of the lore here, and perhaps evidence that this place existed. Here's an interesting one. So there's random branded merch that's appearing in online advertising that people are reporting. So there are reports of people receiving ads for Dublin, Wisconsin t-shirts in online advertisements, such as, you know, like if you're just like on Facebook or something, you have like ads pop up and stuff. People are actually seeing ads for Dublin, Wisconsin t-shirts. It's quite interesting. There's an alleged recovered damaged photo from Dublin. It's basically, it looks like an old photo, maybe from the late 80s, just based on the decor and like the shitty looking people in it. And it's like, this is something interesting. I couldn't find why this was claimed to be from Dublin. I have no idea why, but I did find many of these discussion threads. They would reference this photo saying that this is a photo from Dublin. I don't know. I didn't zoom in on it. Maybe there's like on one of those fucking cups or on the wall. Maybe it says Dublin or something.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. I've looked at the photo and like read what people have to say, and there's like nothing that would like say it's from Dublin. Honestly, it looks like a 90s Pizza Hut with the red walls and the red chairs and everything.
Except there looks like they're eating fondue.
Oh.
At a Pizza Hut.
I don't know. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Cheesehead, Wisconsin. All right, that's why they think it's from Dublin.
Yeah, it's just, okay. Is it a cheese fondue? It looks like I can't tell.
Know. It's red.
It's I don't know. Photo. You know, in any case, this is what I found. But I'm not saying it's great evidence.
Yeah. It's a picture of like three people. It. Two ladies and one dude that looks like he's the manager of the restaurant. So.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. It's like, no, that's just how he regularly dresses, right? That was like
with
a thing.
With a red apron?
Yeah, dude. He's one of those guys.
Red apron and a tie.
Yeah. That's how you go out. He's got it's a fashion statement, you know? It's like a fashion piece.
Red Lobster. I don't
it's
know.
Like fashion faux pas, basically. Like it's so ugly that it's cool.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think he's got to do what he's got to do, right? He kind of looks like shit, so he's got to have something quirky about him to stimulate conversation. Otherwise, it's just not happening, right?
I guess.
Then
yeah.
Again, he's with two chicks, man. Like he pulls.
Yeah,
yeah, he pulls. So I might start wearing a fucking red apron now. I don't know. To work and shit.
Yeah, are you like a chef or a dishwasher?
No. Yeah. It's just a fashion statement. Assert dominance.
Yeah, on casual Fridays, just show up to your place of work with a red apron on.
Yeah, apparently that's the style. Anyways, this is an interesting one. This is there's some weird Google search results going on. So based on what I was looking into and what I could find, if you were to search for Doveland, Wisconsin in Google, there would be two articles on the first page of the results that come up. Now, these two articles, they're from the Post Crescent, and they outline missing person cases in Wisconsin. That's kind of weird, right? You just throw in Doveland, Wisconsin, and in the first page of Google search, you have two articles about missing person cases. Now, what's interesting, if you actually dive deeper into this, none of the missing people in those articles were from Dublin. Dublin's not mentioned in any of these articles. But then I was kind of thinking, is this like a meta level conspiracy where there's like, they're showing up, like, why are they showing up on the first page of Google? Is this someone trying to hint that there is something nefarious going on? And this is like,
I see.
2D chess. Well, sorry, 3D chess. I guess 2D chess would be exactly what chess is. That's kind of weird. That is weird.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? Because like if Dublin, Wisconsin doesn't exist, like why are these things showing up on the first page of the result? They don't do it anymore, but I did find reports of this ranging from 2015 to 2022. I have one final thing about Dublin, Wisconsin. Some of the weird shenanigans going on. This has to do with search terms and, or rather prompt terms and GPTs. So on Reddit, I found a post outlining that someone was typing in asking questions about Doveland, Wisconsin, and they first used ChatGPT, and ChatGPT said that it wasn't real. But here's what's crazy. When this person used an unregulated reverse engineered version of ChatGPT, the unregulated version, because you can find these on GitHub, you can just find the code for these things.
Yeah.
And use the, yeah, okay. So basically when he used that one, the unregulated GPT said that it was real. And he screenshotted all of this and posted it on Reddit. What's interesting, if you read through these, it's kind of crazy. It outlines a lot of detailed information about Doveland, Wisconsin, including a census, historical information, and it also refers to it as a charming, picturesque town. So I thought that was very interesting. So it's like, again, perhaps this is hinting that the GPT located some information that was hidden from the public.
Yeah, or it could just like pick up on comments or posts from people saying it's a picturesque town.
I'm trying to paint some mystery here. I don't know.
That is like something that I like about Perplexity AI is like
cool.
Perplexity AI.
What's that?
It's like another AI. It's like by Microsoft Copilot or whatever. But like it gives you sources, and sometimes the sources are just like Reddit posts. So it's like pretty good. It's nice to read what other people say.
Anytime you get to drop a micro, I think you're a shill for Microsoft. That's my inside take. You like Edge? Yeah, Edge sucks.
I like edging. There's
Bing
a difference.
Sucks. Every time, this is like some outside baseball, but you've mentioned a lot about Microsoft, and you just did it again.
Micro hard.
What, I like Bill Gates. What, he gives me money.
Gives me the vaccines that keep me healthy.
Okay, so here we go. Listen, I'm not saying any of this evidence is laying a great foundation for the case that Dublin, Wisconsin was a city. This is just the best I could find. I'm trying to make the case. I'm not saying I didn't necessarily believe this. I'm just painting the picture of what is possible.
Painting the picturesque picture?
Yes, with perplexity. So here's the thing. Let's get into some of these main theories. So there's a ton of theories, and I love these theories. This is probably the best part of Dublin, Wisconsin, is discussing these theories. But we have to make a major assumption right off the bat. We have to assume that Dublin, Wisconsin was indeed real, and that these are possible reasons why it has disappeared, right? Because if it's not real, then it just wasn't real, and like none of this is fun to talk about, correct?
Yeah.
So we need to lay out that assumption. It was real, and here's some explanations for why it possibly disappeared. The first reason, this is really just based in reality. This is just a normal explanation that could explain things. There's nothing crazy about it. It's basically saying that Dublin existed, but the locals left due to changes in economic conditions or military base removal. So the idea is that perhaps Dublin disappeared simply because the economy collapsed, because there's out of control central banks printing money, destroying and debasing the currency.
Save it for connecting the dots.
Okay. Or because it was a military city that was abandoned when the operations just simply ran their course. I can get behind that. Right? If this was a place, that's a pretty reasonable explanation. There's nothing too crazy about that.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense.
I'll say, like, I first heard of Dublin, like, maybe a few months ago. And when I, like, read a little bit about it, I was like, immediately, oh, it's got to be, like, a military town similar to City 40, you know, the episode that we did, where it's just, like, a super secret military operation. The town is essentially built for the personnel that are there and their families, and then when the project is done, they just leave and just abandon the place, or like make sure nobody ever knew it was there or anything like that. And then, like, because they're in the military and they're loyal to the government or their people, they just never talk about it, and it becomes a thing that nobody knows about.
Yeah, that's a fair take. Let's talk about Project Sanguine. This is an interesting explanation. This kind of dovetails off the military thing, but
it was called Sanguish.
What's Sanguish?
I don't know. Project Sanguish.
Is that some Urban Dictionary shit or what?
No, it's just me. It's like a sandwich, but you say it's Sanguish.
I don't understand.
It's a sandwich, but I like saying sanguish.
Okay. What does that have to do with sanguine? Is that a way of saying
that's
sandwich?
That's how people from Dublin would say it.
Or that's the first thing that came to your mind when you saw Project Sanguine. You're like, Project Sandwich, and I say sanguish.
Yeah, essentially. I was like, nah, I got a better name for it.
Sanguish. All right, so allegedly, this is a cover-up that was initiated due to a failed military project. So I did find in a Reddit post about 6 years ago, there was a guy that claimed his father used to mention Dublin, and he said that it was populated almost exclusively by military personnel and their families, and that the project was initiated in 1968, and he thinks everyone left due to it being canceled. But also he did mention that something may have gone wrong. So this is a Reddit post that I found saying this. So Some have speculated that the city was destroyed due to a failed military research experiment or a flood from digging during Project Sanguish. So again, the flood comes up. The idea is that this was a cover-up because there was a failed... And here, you want to know something crazy? Project Sanguish is historically legitimate.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Project Sanguine, if listeners want to look it up, we call it Sanguish here on the Swerve podcast. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about half the time. But it was devised to establish a way of communicating with deep sea submarines around the world. Now, this is interesting. This is legitimate. You can look this up. This actually started in 1968. This is a real project. The Navy wanted to bury a grid of cables under 41% of the United States. And the idea was to enable a method to communicate with nuclear-powered subs that stayed submerged for long periods of time, like months. These submarines are staying underwater, especially during the Cold War, you know, mutually assured destruction, right?
Yeah.
So you need these subs, and you need to be able to communicate with them. The problem is radio signals don't work underwater. So they needed to devise a new way to communicate with these submarines. So this is where Project Sanguine comes in, and it was supposed to be the creation of kind of like a large antenna network for transmitting extremely low frequency waves, ELF waves. This is a real thing. I think we've talked about them before on the podcast, I believe. Calling back, huge shout out to episode 7, the Baltic Sea Anomaly. I believe we talked about ELF waves in that. So these can penetrate through water, this type of wave, and they can reach the submarines and you can communicate that way. Now, this would need to be an underground project. So they devised it to kind of survive a nuclear attack. So you could have communications operational, you know, despite massive damages from like a potential nuclear detonation or something.
On the surface, yeah.
Yeah. So you could at least use it to send orders to submarines. That's what's interesting, right? Like, I don't know if you could communicate back to it, but you could send the information and the subs would fire their nukes, right? So it's kind of like it's a one-way communication channel, but it does enable mutually assured destruction. Kind of crazy. Here's the thing. Project Sanguine actually... it never came to fruition because the costs were too high. And when they were trying to dig in these different areas, the bedrock was kind of just unsuitable for the project. What happened, they actually decided to do a smaller version of Project Sanguine and they called it Project ELF, you know, extremely low frequency waves. I mean, or ELF, what the fuck do you call an ELF?
Gay?
Project Will Ferrell. Yeah.
Project, I don't know. Santa!
So they eventually did build Project ELF in Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and it operated from between 1989 to the year 2004. Now, what's interesting, there was actually no digging done with Project Sanguine, and I should also note that Project ELF was all above ground. So the idea that there was some kind of flood or disruption that occurred because of Project Sanguine probably isn't true because it, you know, it just didn't happen. Like they planned it, but it didn't happen.
I see.
But that's a kind of cool tangent. There's a Reddit, it's not only that Reddit post. There's a number of different posts that refer to Project Sanguine maybe being involved with Doveland. But I think that doesn't really add up to me, but it is a theory out there.
Would this also eliminate kind of the deep underground military bases theory of it all? Because they did no digging in these projects, which were real, so the town being underground wouldn't necessarily make sense then.
I don't know. That could be a meta level discussion, right? Like maybe that does have something to do with it. Because we did do an episode on deep underground military bases, and to my surprise, that's actually not a controversial thing. Like, yeah. They exist. Like, yeah. Every country has them. You know what I mean? Like, the continuity of government idea where, like, there's these huge bunkers for people in politics to survive. And, like, that's, like, a real thing. It sounds kind of crazy, but if you look it up, it's legitimate. So what you're saying is there like an underground city perhaps? And maybe Dovland was that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or like Dovland, the majority of it was underground. And then like the town itself on the surface was like a post office and like a gas station.
Oh,
or
it's like a cover, like a...
Yeah, but then like underneath it's like an entire town that could house like a couple thousand people.
Like, yeah, military and... Yeah. That would be interesting. Actually, maybe let's save that because I have some things that come up that might relate to that. That's kind of interesting. I like that idea. That's such a great idea. Like it's like it's like some Men in Black shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Some Will Smith slapping shit.
Yeah. They. Before this episode vanishes into the ether, if you're enjoying our podcast, the people you hang out with probably will too. Do us a solid and please pass on this episode to your social media friends on Instagram, X, or other platforms. We would definitely appreciate your support. I'd also like to take this time to shout out some of our valued listeners. Shout out to John Donegan, James Wolf, Moon Mulligan, and Dan Gleason for liking or reposting our stuff on X. Lastly, huge shout out to our newest Patreons. Shout out to the great Bryman Squarepants coming in at that slap that ass tier. And shout out to the magnificent Justin Weir, the latest to join our producer tier. Appreciate the support, fellas, and enjoy your access to the library of over 40 bonus topic episodes on Patreon. To everyone else, please feel free to submit your topic or drink recommendations at theswervepodcast.com. May good karma and vibes with all of you. Back to the show. Number three, this is just basic. Like, is this just a version of the Mandela effect? You know, we did cover the Mandela effect in episode 96 of the podcast. That was a great episode. But for listeners who aren't familiar with the Mandela effect, this is a type of false memory that occurs when many different people incorrectly remember the same thing. So some allege that this collective false memory is actually true. It's not just a collective false memory. It is real, true, and accurate. But instead, that reality has somehow shifted in a novel way that differs from the collective memory. Is this just an example of the Mandela effect, right? Like, are we just, people remember Dovland, but it's just some other town. We just remember it being called something different. Like, even Appleton was brought up, right? Like, another kind of small town.
Yeah.
In one of the quotes. Is it possible that this is, or like, you know, this is, or people think Werner was called Dovland. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Now it's Werner, but it used to be Dovland, and it's just like a Mandela effect.
And these like different realities or alternate universes are merging together and messing some people up.
Or whatever. I don't know. But is it possible that Dovland existed, but it has since been Mandela'd per se?
I think so.
That's you know, that's fair, right? You know, like pre-Mandela, it was Dovland. Post-Mandela, it's just like Appleton.
Along these lines, I'm going to bring this up. Have you ever watched WandaVision?
No, that sounds horrible. What is that?
It's like the Marvel, like Wanda, the Scarlet Witch.
So yeah, anyway, that sounds terrible.
She had this whole spinoff show where she goes crazy.
A whole spinoff show? Dude, fucking Marvel's out of control, man. Anyways, yeah,
continue. It was like a while ago, but she had this whole spinoff and then she finds herself like in a town that's like from the 60s and it's called Westview. And eventually, like, nobody outside of this town remembers a town being called Westview. There's a town called Eastview and people are like, I know Eastview. Like, I'm from Eastview. Never heard of Westview. And like, everyone is just like lost on what Westview is. But what happened, it's revealed that there's like a hex that everyone outside of this town doesn't remember Westview at all. And then inside of the town, it's like these witches that are controlling everything. And like the people there are like prisoners of this town, essentially. And yeah, they have to do weird shit. But that's one of the things that I wanted to bring up. I wanted to maybe like do it in final thoughts, but it's been done in Hollywood. And we know how much Hollywood mimics reality. So.
Oh, God. Here we go. This is Izzo coming in with his classic Marvel explanation of the topic. Yeah.
Hollywood movies.
Like in Ant-Man.
I'm just waiting for like a moment for me to use my movie knowledge.
But you know what? I'm surprised you didn't talk about any of this when we did the Norse mythology episode on Odin. That was perfect time to bring in Loki or anything. Thank God. Thank God.
Well, there was nothing to like relate it to. It's like, yeah, it's the movies. Why would I
ripped off from it?
It is, but there's nothing. I can't like just say, hey, I watched the movie. It's like, yeah, of course you've watched the movie. That's where most people know Loki and Thor from. But this is like, I can draw connections of how this could potentially be real.
That's interesting. This may or may not stay in the episode.
That's all the research I did. I just rewatched WandaVision.
Holy fuck. That hurts my soul. Anyways, let's move on to number four.
WandaVision.
WandaVision. This is the theory that this is actually just a real secret city. You kind of brought this up before. So the idea is that Dovland exists, but there's not official records of it for national security purposes. Now, this is very similar to City 40 in Russia. Remember, we did an episode on this, episode 90, for listeners who are interested. This is a legitimate closed city built in secrecy in the 1940s that was meant to house workers and scientists who were to lead the nuclear weapons program. So the other part of City 40, it functioned as a city of last resort in the event of a nuclear war. So the inhabitants, they were considered the nuclear shield and saviors of the world in their Soviet Union. So the question is, like, maybe this is something like that. Maybe that's why it doesn't exist. It existed, but it doesn't exist, right? Officially.
It's important to note as well in that City 40 episode, like, there were people aware that, like, didn't know where their family went. Essentially, like, their family members vanished. But what happened was they were just moved to this City 40. And then for, like, 10 or 20 years, nobody knew anything about where their family members went. They were like, oh, I guess they just like got picked up by the government or something. But yeah, it's like that secrecy lived for decades.
Yes.
So it's and then it like came out and people are aware of it now. And some people.
It's still officially not real. Like still. That's what's crazy. So like you know it's there, but it's still officially like not official. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like still, like it's one of those things. It's like obvious, like Area 51. It's like Area 51 obviously exists now, but there was a time when it was claimed to not be a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're 100%. The idea is perhaps Dovland like a real secret military city with a similar purpose. And maybe that's why, you know, there's claims that it existed, but like it doesn't really.
Also like Dovland, they're talking about like a few thousand. City 40 was like 40,000 people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was pretty big and luxurious for the times.
Yeah.
In any case, that's another idea. I don't know if I buy that one, but it is an idea. Here's an interesting one. Number five, hyperstition. Have you heard of this?
No, haven't.
Or sorry, I'm saying that word wrong. It's hyperstition.
Oh, okay. Now I know. No, I still don't know.
This is an idea which functions retrocausally to bring about its own existence.
Wait, this has got to be the word of the podcast.
Hyperstatician.
Hyperstatician.
That's a great word. I hope we're saying it right. I don't fucking know.
Hyperstatician.
Hyperstatistician.
Somebody with ADHD.
Just someone really good at, like, stats.
Rain Man?
Yeah. For stats? I can make anything statistically significant.
P-value less than 0.05.
Yeah. You know what? You can make a lot of money on that job because people are always looking for, like, stats to justify anything. And if you could just make anything statistically significant using stupid, like, P-hacks, you got a great job. That's a high-paying job. Guaranteed, being a hyperstatistician. Anyways, so hyperstatistician, basically, in short, although it did not exist at first, the idea of Dovland told in modern stories may have retroactively granted it some foothold in reality. That's the idea here. It's pretty crazy. Here's the thing, though. You can kind of take this literally as in the ideas somehow back propagate through reality and create a real town that people really do not remember in the present. Or you could take this idea kind of abstractly, as in the propagation and popularity of Dublin, Wisconsin on the internet caused some Wisconsinites to actually believe that they remember a town called Dublin, and it kind of exists in their mind. You could take it either way. You could take it literally, or you could take it abstractly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that's an idea. Maybe, and you know, if out of all the ones we talked about so far, that one is not that far-fetched, right? Like if it's a popular idea online, people are like, oh yeah, you know, I kind of heard of that. I remember hearing about that, even though it's not true. It just exists in their mind.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting one. Number six, this is my favorite. These are the based explanations. These are the based as fuck explanations, and there's a series of them. I just put them all in one category because they're too fucking awesome. So the idea here is Dublin existed, but it was swallowed up by another dimension, or it shifted into another plane of existence, or it was the result of a reality bleed from another dimension. So let's break these down. Let's talk about alternate dimensions. We did an episode on the UFO congressional hearing where Ryan Graves, a former fighter pilot, testified under oath, and he reported, if you remember, when we went through this, a giant football field-sized red UFO that appeared. He said that not he himself saw this, but some other fighter pilots that he worked with reported this to him. This is episode 101.5, if listeners are interested in that. But the idea is here, maybe there, you know, he said this under oath. Maybe there is some kind of alternate dimension that things are popping in and out of. And if that is true, is it possible that the reverse could have happened with an entire town?
Yeah, I think this is a possibility.
Yeah, this is a possibility. All right.
I'm all for the out there theories, alternate dimensions.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So, yeah. Also, when I do like a Google search of Dublin, Wisconsin, it does show up on a map.
Oh, shut the fuck up. This is some post hoc.
No, it's
it doesn't show up in Google Earth or anything. I did this.
But it shows up as Exeland. Exeland.
What the hell is, what is that?
I don't know. I search up Dublin and it shows me like Exeland, and then there's places there. But yeah, I don't know. It shows up as Dublin, Wisconsin.
That's bizarre. So what are you saying? Like you went, like what did you just, you like Google Maps you just used or what?
Yeah.
And it says Dublin, Wisconsin, or when you type in Dublin, Wisconsin, it puts you into a different location.
Yeah, it puts me into a location called Exeland.
Is it in Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's in Wisconsin.
Dude, that's fucked up. That's weird to bring up right now. That's crazy.
So maybe it was put back on the map?
Maybe
we're the ones going crazy?
Yeah, like yeah, we're just like these crazy nuts. Like, yeah, Dublin obviously exists. Like, what are they talking
it's
about?
It's the biggest
podcast?
City. It's the capital.
Yeah, it's the capital of the United States of America. What are these guys talking about?
And there is a place called Appleton, Wisconsin,
we're
too.
We're just institutionalized, like, after this drops. Well, that's interesting. Let's put a tack in that, and let's bring that into final thoughts when we get through this, because that's a new piece of evidence. So, alternate planes of existence. This is another idea that it's somehow in an alternate plane. What's interesting, we did do an episode on this where we talked about Project Gateway. There's these declassified CIA documents that were, I think it was 2017, 2018 they came out. But the documents are from the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, and they allege that human consciousness can traverse into alternate dimensions via out-of-body experiences. So the idea here, I guess, would be, is it possible that the same transfer could occur with larger areas of matter, such as a town? Like, have a whole town enter a plane, a different plane, rather than just, like, a conscious mind. That's a theory out there. The other, this is interesting. This is kind of based as well. This is maybe more based than these ones, the many worlds hypothesis. This is a theory, a legitimate theory in physics, that our universe is just one of numerous parallel worlds that branch off from each other nanosecond by nanosecond when any quantum event occurs. These universes do not intersect or communicate. So we never covered this on the podcast, but the many worlds hypothesis is a legitimate interpretation of quantum mechanics in mainstream theoretical physics. So it's kind of crazy, but it's not crazy. Is it possible, like we're talking about different realities bleeding into one another, like is it possible that maybe this is what this is? It's just like an alternate universe and somehow there's a bleed. Now there's a guy named Dr. Sean Carroll. He talks publicly a lot about the many worlds hypothesis, goes much more depth into this. I would highly recommend checking him out. He does a good job talking about this. He also has a cool book called Something Deeply Hidden. He's great. The point being is this possible that one of these parallel universes is somehow bleeding into ours? Dovland is existing as a universal bleed through, but then maybe was returned to its proper place in the multiverse through some unexplainable events. I like that.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it as well.
Now, finally, in our based explanations, this is another one I found on the internet. I have to throw it in here, right? Because we report everything we find on the internet. This is the sinkhole hypothesis. So I literally found an article claiming that the entire town, may have fallen into a sinkhole.
Yeah, especially if they were doing the Elf project there. Why the hell not?
I don't know.
The bedrock got weak.
That's just the funniest shit of all time. I think it's like a Simpsons episode or something. Or didn't that happen in the Simpsons movie, maybe?
I think it happened in WandaVision, actually.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So here you go. Those are some ideas. Now, there is an alternative explanation to all of this. Let's break our assumption that we talked about. Let's just say that Dovland never existed. This is the alternative explanation. It's simply internet mythos turned urban legend. So the idea here is that Dovland grew from a Google search suggestion, and it gained popularity because it was intriguing and offered an explanation to the auto-completion of a search phrase. I mean, I think I'm kind of probably in that camp. Maybe I'll save it for final thoughts. But I do want to mention a couple things relating to this. Now, there are other towns that seemingly were invented or disappeared. There's one called Langville, Montana. This was a similar thing that happened back in 2015, and it was a hoax town referred to as Langville, and it was kind of part of a larger alternate reality gaming publicity effort. So these things have happened in the past, you know, just like large, like thought distribution of an idea that's like a hoax. So like Dovlin, you know, it kind of relates to that in that sense. I was going around looking at old map data and finding people talking about old map data, and there were some interesting things that I found posted about this. There's plenty of evidence that Dovland definitely did not exist. So if you go to historicmapworks.com, this is like a ton of old records and old maps that are uploaded here and digitized, and this includes maps of Wisconsin from 1878. And what's interesting, there is a town that's only 5 blocks by 7 blocks. So it's like the smallest town you can possibly get. And absolutely everything is recorded about it, including the schools, the houses, like the post office, things like this. I think it was called Ashton.
Well, you're just getting punked then.
Yeah. Just Ashton Kutcher.
You just got punked. He's punking the whole world.
In the 1870s. The point being is, if Dovland's this small town and like people are like, well, it's too small to be on a map. It's like, okay, well, like that's not true because there are towns in Wisconsin that are like definitely small as fuck, like the smallest you could possibly get. And they're on this map and everything is recorded about them. You can also find those other versions of the maps in 1931. So for instance, in 1931, there's a township map and you can see who owned what from that town. So there's actually like people's names who owned property, and that's all recorded. So the idea that an entire town could just simply vanish and not be on a map is, in my opinion, very far-fetched, because you would have it recorded in one of these old maps.
Unless you didn't want it recorded at all. Nobody was supposed to know about it, unless only for the people that knew about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point. But, you know, it seems like kind of extremely unlikely to, like, lose the records of a town, because even these obscure small towns are, like, very detailed recordings of them. So it's like, why is Dublin not on these old maps? That's a pretty good piece of evidence. But you are right. If no one's supposed to know about it, why would they know about it, kind of thing? What I found, the information I could find, 2017 appears to be the first mention of Dublin. Not mentioned any time, except there's nothing before 2017. That's the first time. So to me, it comes from a mistake that propagated the narrative. So let's break this down. There's a thread on 4chan, followed by a post on Tumblr that references the 4chan thread. This is 2017. The OP mentions that if you search for Dublin, Wisconsin, two articles appear about missing persons cases in Wisconsin. We did bring that up in an earlier section. We did say this already, but neither article has the word Dublin in it. So it kind of seems like this was simply like a search result error. They were searching for Dublin, Wisconsin, but Wisconsin is also a search term, so these words come up. The OP in this post made the assumption that there was some kind of like eerie connection between the missing persons cases in Wisconsin and Dublin. And this kind of helped propagate the narrative because, right, like we were saying, in this post, this person was like, well, why is all these missing people? They didn't read the article. They just assumed that the missing people were tied to Dublin, Wisconsin, because when they type in Dublin, Wisconsin, that's what comes up. Okay. And this kind of propagated this mystery and this narrative. Basically, like, if we're citing that Dublin, Wisconsin is a real phenomenon, like, really your only references are 4chan and Tumblr as this initial sources, which is like pretty weak. Just also happens to be where we get all of our information on the podcast.
I mean, yeah, it's not the best sources.
But it's a source.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like getting something handed to you at a bar written on a napkin. You're like, this is real. This is legit.
What's the story there? That's kind of a weird drop.
I don't know.
What did someone give you?
Just a
bunch of cocaine.
Something in a napkin. I don't know.
Something in a napkin. I want to say a couple more things here about this. Now that we're kind of going back into reality here. Those t-shirt ads are weird though, right? Like, that's kind of weird.
I mean, no.
That's not weird. We can't just agree that that's kind of weird.
No, I don't think so.
And then explain it? Okay. What's your explanation?
People want to make money off of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's 100%. Yeah. Yeah. So the idea here is there's an urban legend that built up based on a narrative that had some mystery to it, kind of in the era of AI and big data, you know, and direct-to-consumer marketing. There are actually a lot of businesses that target trending topics, and they'll just market mugs, shirts with imagery and words that are related to the trend. Yeah. And they do this automatically. Like, it's not even human-controlled. It's just automatic. People are thinking that a lot of these ads that were popping up were just, you know, keywords, this trend. There's trending keywords. Those trending keywords are used to like generate an image with AI, and it just automatically pops it on a t-shirt and makes ads. And it directly, you know, because big data is a thing, people, you know, your data is sold. People that had been looking into Dublin will now see shirts or mugs with Dublin, Wisconsin on them.
Yeah, that's a very smart business move.
It's an excellent business move. We need to take notes and figure out how they were doing this so we can sell Swerve merch.
Yeah. Not just Swerve merch, like WandaVision merch.
Yeah.
Anything you can think of.
So anyway, it can just be explained. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of cool. It's not cool. Like, actually, I kind of think that's kind of fucked up. Like, it's kind of weird that you could just have like random trends marketed directly to you. Like, that's pretty weird. But it's cool that this is an explanation to, because people were saying, oh, like this is real. There's real t-shirts. And yeah. It's like, well, there actually probably is real t-shirts and mugs that people actually probably purchased, but yeah. they are nothing before 2017 for sure.
It would have been much cooler to like go into like some vintage like thrift shop,
yeah,
and like see an old shirt from the 80s with like Doveland on it or something.
That'd be a sick hoax, is to like go grab like some old worn out t-shirts and print Doveland, Wisconsin on them and kind of like fuck them up, like drive yeah, over them and shit, and then like throw donate them to your local like hipster thrift shop.
That would be so funny.
That would be hilarious. That'd
I'm
be crazy.
Do that.
Yeah, there you go. We'll make Doveland, Wisconsin live on. Claims of Doveland being remembered, there's actually some decent explanations for this as well. Because, like, even first of all, it could just be a mistake, right? You're like, oh, you heard of Doveland. People would be like, ah, yeah, I think I've heard of that. Like, it sounds familiar enough. Like, you could probably do that anywhere. You know, people would be like, yeah, I kind of remember going through Doveland. Like,
people just don't like being wrong or not knowing something. Like, yeah,
exactly.
Of course I remember. Yeah.
It's like that. Like, you know, they've done that on like Jimmy Kimmel where I forget what it is, but they go and like ask people something. They're like, yeah, I think I've seen that. And it's like,
yeah.
It doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying? So like, it could be like just that. But also what's interesting, in Wisconsin, there's a town called Delavan, Wisconsin.
Delavan.
Yeah. So it's kind of like people could just be misremembering Delavan for Doveland, because it's basically the same. It sounds very similar.
That's true. That is true.
I don't know. Maybe this is a great time to go into final thoughts and give our take on this entire episode. Quickly before we hop into final thoughts, we wanted to share a fellow Canadian-based podcast with you all called Horrifying History. Check them out when you get a chance.
If you like weird, spooky, and strange history, then I have the podcast for you. My name is Brenda, and I'm the host of Horrifying History. Are you into the dark side of history? Horrifying History tells you about the side of history that people don't normally talk about. We tell the tales of haunted places, infamous true crimes, the paranormal, and unsolved mysteries, and then we look to history to see where the truth actually lies. Want to get spooky with us? Get your Horrifying History fix by subscribing today on Spotify, Spreaker, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
First of all, is this real or is this fake? Did Doveland exist? What are your odds? Like, what's the over-under on this being a real place or a fake place?
Probably a fake place.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Any probability that it's real or was real?
No, I my opinion is like people are misremembering it or just like a false memory.
Yeah.
And then, or like an internet thing that just propagates and people want to associate to it. So yeah, I don't think it was necessarily real Doveland, but some of the other theories that we mentioned are valid explanations that if it were real would explain it. Like if it was a military base, if it was flooded or something like that. Like there's some theories as to like how a town could disappear, but for it to like disappear without anybody knowing or without like some sort of concrete evidence for it, yeah, it just doesn't happen. Like even City 40, bigger town, kept for secret for some time, but then eventually it comes out. So with Doveland, we would have eventually seen something. And yeah, I don't think it's real.
I agree. I don't think I need to rehash any of that. It seems like the evidence is like so ass anyway. Like it's straight like they're like, oh, look at this photo of
look
this,
at this
Chad
photograph
in Pizza Hut. Yeah, exactly. And they're like, why is that from Doveland? They're like, we don't know. Like it's very weak. This is just an urban legend, but it's a fun urban legend. It's really cool, but
yeah,
this is a big nothing burger for me based on the research that I did.
But like going back to that Google map search that I did. So there's a place called Doveland, Wisconsin, and it's a housing complex. So it's like a business that's called Doveland, Wisconsin, but it is in Excel land. So maybe a Microsoft connection there, but there's three reviews of this business. And one of the reviews is, amazing town. I remember working on a project Sanguine here. It was a blast. After we had finished the project, we went to a restaurant. All I remember were the red walls, definitely worth coming.
Dude, that's so awesome.
People are just trolling.
That's
so funny.
The best shit ever. He should have thrown in some shit. Like, that's actually so good.
Definitely he gave it 5 stars. It was a month ago that he reviewed it.
Oh, that's so funny. I can't believe I didn't find that. I did not find any of that somehow.
It's really funny, though.
That's actually really funny. Here's one thing we could talk about. Out of the theories, like just the fun theories, like what's your favorite one?
WandaVision.
Holy fuck, dude. Okay. Let's get out of this episode. Never mind. Yeah.
Okay, no, my favorite explanation is like the military base one. For some reason, that one, like even when I was, when I read, like, even when I read about it a month or a couple months ago, like that was the first thing that popped into my head is you can have these secret bases where people just like are known to keep a secret.
Right.
They'll die with that secret and won't talk about it with their families, no matter how close they are.
That's fair. I think my favorite theory would have to be like the many worlds hypothesis and some kind of universal bleed. I think that's pretty dope. I think that would be so cool if something is happening like that. Also, just like the hyperstatistician or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Just because it also does explain, it's like a reality-based explanation where it's just like a misremembering because there's all this popularity and hype. It just kind of exists in the minds of people. Like, oh yeah, I kind of remember Doveland. That's a good one too. But other than that, I think overall, this is definitely just an internet urban legend. It's cool as fuck. I like looking into these urban legend stuff. We've done a couple before on our Patreon where we talked about, remember Black Stickmen? And
I'll never forget.
Why is that? That sounded devious.
I don't know.
Yeah, that episode was fucking crazy. And then like Forest Stairs is probably one of our best Patreon episodes, like low key.
Yeah, that one was fun.
That one's really dope. And you know, those are all just fun internet urban legends, but it's cool. So I'm glad that we did this one, that it made it to the top of the voting list. So before we roll out of today's episode, as always, thank you to Spurgalicious Asshat, David Cheesem, Big Balls Small Wiener, Batcat Meatloaf, Dirty Dangles, Velcro Shoe Guy, Tosh Collins, Honest Elliot, Nikki Hansen, and Justin Ware for enabling today's episode and the continued growth of the show. Be sure to go right now and sign up as a free member on Patreon so that you can vote on what topic we record at one of our next recording sessions. Signing up is very easy. It takes 1 minute and it's completely free. So you can go to patreon.com/theswervepodcast and press the blue join for free button. You then have to just create an account by entering your email and password, and then you're going to have instant access to voting and you can help us decide what episodes we are going to research in future topics.
Yeah, exactly. And just give a little bit more information. So we release a poll of 5 to 10 topics from the Master Bank of Recommendations on the first of each month. And then voting is open until the 15th of each month. So hurry up and sign up to cast your vote before voting closes or before you miss out on the next one dropping. We also offer 3 other paid tiers on Patreon. There's a $1 Ride the Wave tier, where we drop 1 extra Patreon exclusive episode each month. We shout you out on the podcast. And then we also have a $3 Slap That Ass tier, where you get early access on Sundays instead of Wednesdays to all the main topic episodes, plus a Patreon exclusive holographic sticker pack. And then lastly, we have a $10 producer tier, where you will be credited at the end of all main topic episodes, as well as receive 1 monthly special bonus Patreon exclusive episode. And sometimes we do, like, we're trying out different ideas, and currently we're on a connecting the dots topic. So we'll take 12 random topics from everything we've done, both Patreon and main episodes, and just kind of string them together, try and connect them in a funny way. So make sure to sign up and vote so you can help direct what topics we research next. And if you feel like it, you can also join one of those other tiers we mentioned. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks everyone. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. This was a fun one. And with that, slap that ass
and ride the wave.
Thing,
I but wish it'll it was let... called Sanguiche.
What's Sanguiche?
I don't know. Project Sanguiche.
What is that? Is that some urban dictionary shit or what?
No, it's just me. It's like a sandwich, but you say it's Sanguiche.
I don't understand.
It's what exactly the... it's a sandwich, but I like saying Sanguiche. Okay.
What does that have to do with sanguine? Is that a way of saying
that's
sandwich?
That's how people from Dublin would say it.
Or that's the first thing that came to your mind when you saw Project Sanguine. You're like, Project Sandwich, and I say sanguish.
Yeah, essentially. I was like, nah, I got a better name for it.